And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon has retreated from its defense of a drone strike that killed multiple civilians in Afghanistan last month. It announced Friday that a review revealed that only civilians were killed in that attack, not an Islamic extremist as first believed. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of the U.S. Central Command, called it a tragic mistake. For days after the August 29th strike, Pentagon officials asserted that it had been conducted correctly. News organizations later raised doubts, reporting that the driver of the targeted vehicle was a longtime employee at an American humanitarian organization, and citing an absence of evidence to support the Pentagon's assertion that the vehicle contained explosives. Washington's peace envoy says a Qatar Airways flight has taken more Americans out of Afghanistan, the third such airlift by the Mideast carrier since the Taliban takeover and the U.S. troop pullout from the country. Zalmay Khalilzad tweeted on Friday he's grateful that more Americans were able to leave on an Airways flight. It comes amid rising concerns after the future of Afghanistan under the Taliban. The new Islamic rulers ordered that the boys, but not girls, from grade 6 to 12 and male teachers, but no women teachers, return to school and resume classes on Saturday. The order was issued by the now Taliban-run education ministry. An influential federal advisory panel has overwhelmingly rejected a plan to give Pfizer booster shots against COVID-19 to most Americans, but it endorsed the extra dose for those who are 65 or older or run a high risk of severe disease. The twin votes Friday represented a heavy blow to the Biden administration's sweeping effort to shore up nearly all American protections amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. This is VOA News. France has recalled its ambassador to the United States in an unprecedented show of anger that dwarfs decades of previous rifts. Their relationship appears at a tipping point after the U.S., Australia, and Britain shunned France in creating a new Indo-Pacific security arrangement. It is the first time ever France has recalled its ambassador to the U.S. Paris has also recalled its envoy to Australia. A foreign minister says a French decision on request from the president, Emmanuel Macron, is justified by the exceptional seriousness of the announcements made by Australia and the United States. A federal judge in the U.S. has ruled that the government must stop using a Trump-era public health order to quickly expel migrants with children who were apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan issued an order Thursday giving the government 2 weeks to halt a practice that opponents say illegally deprives people of the right to seek asylum in the United States. The public health order, known as Title 42, was adopted under the Trump administration early in the pandemic. The Biden administration stopped expelling children but continues to remove adults traveling by themselves and some families. A U.S. official says the Biden administration's plans on the wide-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants in a small Texas border city on flights to Haiti starting Sunday. The move represents a swift and dramatic response to thousands who suddenly assembled under and around a bridge in Del Rio. The official tells Associated Press that details are not finalized but will likely involve 5 to 8 flights each day. San Antonio may be among the departure cities. U.S. authorities closed traffic to vehicles and pedestrians in both directions at Del Rey's only border crossing with Mexico. A U.N. Migration Agency official expressed concerns Friday over the disappearance of thousands of Europe-bound migrants who were intercepted and returned to Libya as more and more desperate people risk their lives trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. According to Safa Mesli, a spokeswoman for the International Organization for Migration, the Libyan Coast Guard, which receives funds from the European Union, intercepted more than 24,000 Europe-bound migrants in the Mediterranean so far this year, including over 800 this week alone. However, only 6,000 have been accounted for in official detention centers in the North African country. The fate and whereabouts of thousands of other migrants remain unknown. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.